We start our meditation with the posture. Please sit in your meditation posture. And bring your attention to the bottom of your spine. And very, very slowly bring your attention up your spine, checking, is it straight? Please make it completely straight. When you reach your neck, please check your shoulders, not forward, not too far back, in the middle. Now check your elbows, not touching your body, a little bit away. Now check your lower part of your body, from your waist downwards, your bottom is firmly on your seat, your legs are arranged in a very stable position, if possible your knees are touching the ground, but if you can't do that, just feel very stable. Experience your relationship with the earth. Even when the wind is blowing, the trees do not fall over because their roots are deep in the earth. Feel that stability like the tree. And now bring your attention back up your spine, which is like the trunk of the tree, up into your head, which is like the branches of the tree. All your senses open out from your head, your eyes, your ears, your nose, your tongue. You are breathing from your head. You are talking and eating from your head. Bring your attention up to the top of your head, and like the branches of the tree, with the leaves receiving the light, open out to the sky. This represents the mind of intense clarity. For good meditation, we need both stability and intense clarity, which are represented by the lower part and the upper parts of our body. Now experience your whole body like the tree. There are stable roots in the earth, the strong trunk connecting the earth and the sky, and the branches opening out to the infinite sky. All the same time, meditate like that. Bring your attention to the nostrils, where the air is coming in and out of your body. This is one of the connecting points, one of the gateways between the inner and outer worlds. Connecting us with the universe, of which we are part. We are not separate from the universe. Just focus on the breath and celebrate your relationship with the environment. Rejoice that you can breathe. Rejoice in the oxygen which exists in the atmosphere. Rejoice in the blood in your body, which is nourished by that oxygen. Rejoice in your life. It is so precious. Just focus on the breath. Enjoy the sensations. And now count from 1 to 21, and after you reach 21, continue to focus on the breath. naturally. Everything else drops away. Observe only the breath. When thoughts come, let go of them immediately. Don't follow them. Hold the breath firmly, but with a relaxed mind. If you see your mind slipping away, catch it quickly and let go of the thought. Stay with the breath. Be fascinated. It's beautiful. It's incredible. Notice the turning points and the beginning and end of every inhalation and exhalation. What happens at this point? Energy disperses. With your mind, follow it as far as you can go until it dissolves, and then come back. Each breath is a long journey from turning point to turning point. The more detail you see, the longer the journey seems. Look carefully. It's amazing. Each breath is the first breath, the new breath, the only breath. Each breath is the present breath. previous breaths don't exist anymore. The future breaths don't exist yet. All that exists is the present breath. Value it. It's your life. One day it will stop, but now you are alive. Each breath has many, many moments, each one different. Observe them closely. The previous moments don't exist anymore. All the future moments do not exist yet. All that exists is the present moment. Be in the present moment. Each present moment is the first moment, the fresh moment, the new moment. What exists in the present moment? The object exists, the sensation, and the mind exists, the observer. Each one is changing moment by moment. Each one is new every moment. The sensation and the mind observing the sensation. These two things have different natures. The sensation is physical. The mind is clarity. What is their relationship? They depend on each other. Without the sensation, there is no mind observing the sensation. without the mind observing the sensation, we cannot say there is a sensation. They only exist interdependently. Independently, there is no mind and no sensation. Just rest in that knowledge. No independent mind, no independent sensation. They do exist, but only relatively. Ultimately, nothing exists. Rest in that knowledge. Stretch a little for 1 minute before we start the second meditation. Meditation posture. Posture is very, very important. The body is very precious because of this. Because we have this body, we can meditate. And because we can meditate, we can become free. Therefore, the body is precious. And the posture is very important. Again, make sure that your spine is straight. It's the most important aspect of the posture. This is because it enables the energy to flow naturally. Check the shoulders, check the legs and the bottom, and check the head. Feel very confident in your posture. is something which you should rely on. So you develop it each day, you become very familiar with your posture until it comes completely naturally. When your posture is correct, then you can focus on your mind, which is the main purpose. So bring your attention to your heart center, the same level as your heart, but in the center of your body, just in front of your spine. Actually, it's a very small point, but for these meditations, we'll make it larger, maybe the size of a tennis ball, something similar. And imagine that your mind is a clear spherical mirror. It's not made of particles, but it has the similar capacity or function of a mirror, because whatever appears to it, it reflects, it takes the image. So just be that mirror, the size of a tennis ball, at your heart center. Don't make it hard, like made of particles. Experience it as completely clear, like space. Because it's spherical, it faces in all directions equally. Just be that clear, light mind. This is the nature of the mind, clarity. What appears are thoughts, images, concepts. They also have the nature of the mind, but the nature itself is radiant clarity. Just be that radiant clarity at the heart center. Experience it as something totally wonderful. Like the heart of your being. Which is always present in every moment of the day and night. Every day of your life, this radiant clarity at the heart center. every moment of this radiant clarity is the first moment, the new moment, the fresh moment. It's an unbroken stream from the eternal past into the eternal future. But all that exists is the present moment. Just be this present moment of radiant clarity. How long is this present moment? How many nanoseconds is one moment? If a moment has duration, it has a beginning, a middle, and an end. The beginning has gone, the end has not yet come. All that exists is the middle. And the middle also has a beginning, middle, and end. Continue this analysis. And the middle, finally, disappears. Call this disappearance the emptiness of the mind. This is the mind's ultimate nature. Unfindability. You can't find anything when you analyze. Just be the emptiness of the mind. This is your ultimate nature. This is your Buddha potential, the emptiness of your own mind. Nothing to grasp. Nothing to hold on to. From its own side, nothing. When distractions come, they dissolve. They also have this nature. Of relativity and emptiness. When tensions come, relax, let them dissolve into the emptiness of the mind. Liberate them in their own place. Whatever appears has the same nature of emptiness and dependent origination. Nothing whatsoever exists independently. Simply relax with this knowledge. Without fear, without thought, without question. Very gently relax your body and your mind. So those are the meditations for this morning, and now we have some time, maybe 15 minutes if we need, for sharing. And now we know each other in the group, I think we can we can share openly. We don't have to be too shy or nervous. If there's something you wouldn't like to share, just speak. Don't be afraid of the silence, but don't be afraid to speak.
Former source of belief or power which I turned to when I was stressed or in need?
No, not at all. It's better not to abandon it. If you can integrate these two things in some way that is good for you, you should do that. That's you find your own way. This Buddhism, this Dharma we're discussing here, is just an offering for you to use in your way. There's no need to abandon anything. It's up to you. It's your freedom, really. It's okay? Good. Yeah, yeah. It's very important, actually. Because if you abandon something which actually is precious to you, you will have trouble, I think.
I'm afraid to do it.
Yeah, it's not right, actually. You should not. The Dalai Lama says that everywhere he goes. Don't give up your own culture. Some people, yeah, they didn't really have that, but if you have it, it's precious.